Now, Chris, did your mother ever tell you not to eat your food too quickly?
Well, frequently, but...
well, she did.
But her cooking was so bad that she didn't need to give me that advice.
Oh,
I'm just joking.
That's not very nice. Anyway, well, if she did, it turns out that isn't just an old wives' tale, but actually, your mother probably was actually onto something. Scientists have discovered that when people eat slowly, more appetite-suppressing hormones are released, and that means you're actually less likely to want to keep on eating than if you scoff your food really quickly. Now, this study came from a team from Imperial College in London and the Athens University Medical School in Greece, and they published the study in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. And what they did was they recruited a group of volunteers, and they were asked to not eat anything for 10 hours before they came into the laboratory, and they were given 300 millilitres of ice cream to eat. It doesn't say what flavour, but it was about 670 calories worth of ice cream.
That's a big portion.
It's a big bowlful. I think it's a good bowlful of ice cream. And on two separate occasions, these volunteers were asked to eat the ice cream, either in 5 minutes. I think it was divided into two lumps, and you were allowed to eat one lump in a minute and then wait 4 minutes and eat the second lump. They were also asked to nibble it slowly over half an hour.
Why did they stop it melting?
I think what they did was they divided the ice cream into seven portions.
Right.
And presumably kept the ones you weren't eating in the freezer. And every 5 minutes they were given one of these portions and asked to eat it within a minute so that they were eating it at a regular pace during that whole half hour.
So in other words, you've got the sort of binge version versus the more sustained, slow, make it last longer approach to eating.
Exactly.
So Homer Simpson versus the more sedate manner of eating.
The more refined at dining, exactly. And what they did was, before the experiment began and then during it and for up to 3 hours afterwards, levels of blood hormones were measured in the volunteers. And these were hormones including something called ghrelin, PYY, and a glucagon-like peptide, or GLP-1. And these are all things that are produced in the gastrointestinal tract in response to food being eaten. And they all act on part of the brain called the hypothalamus. And they were all known to play an important role in mediating how hungry we feel and how full we feel. So a really important part of how much energy we take on, you know, how hungry do you feel, how much food do you think you want to be eating. And the volunteers were also asked to reply to standardised questions about how full or hungry they felt at different points throughout the study. And what they found was that the two of those hormones, PYY and GLP-1, were both in much higher concentrations in the volunteers who ate slowly compared to the fast eaters, and they also, the slow eaters, also felt much full, much more full after they'd eaten their ice cream nice and slowly. So really it seems that when you eat more slowly, your guts are actually better at telling your brain that it's time to stop eating, that you've had a good meal, you know, that's enough, you can stop now. And actually other past studies have suggested a link between fast eating and body weight in adults and children. And this study is now really the first evidence of a real physiological link between those two phenomena. So really, it pays to listen to your mother, and we could all perhaps benefit from enjoying our food rather than wolfing it right down.
I suppose that also explains why there's such a problem with things like sugary drinks, because what they do is to put enormous amounts of energy into you very, very quickly before you've had a chance to then realise how many calories you've taken on board. And this means you're more likely to overindulge from a calorie point of view, because your brain doesn't get the signal to stop taking in the energy until obviously a lot has gone in.
Yes, I think obviously this is the beginning of really understanding what's going on, and it's just one type of food, and we can imagine that there's lots more studies to be done, different types of food, you know, different combinations of bulk and so on, but it's certainly an interesting idea of what makes us want to keep on eating and what says, you know, I've had enough ice cream now, I'll put the rest back in the freezer.